Dun dun dun. Keeping it real, baby. What's up? I hope that was a cool intro. I see Clint laughing. That was funny, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's Rio Blanco in the house. I had a little problem with the equipment there. Sorry about that. The equipment's getting on my nerves. Keeping it Rio, episode 2. It is July 8th, 2021, and this is Chuck. I am in College Station today, and we have some amazing guests, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start off with our regular panel here, which I see one of them is currently missing, but we're going to start off with Jeremy over in San Antonio, Texas. Jeremy, welcome to the broadcast, son. How's it going?
What's going on, Chuck?
I can't hear you.
Hold on.
Hang on.
You hear me now?
I hear you. Sorry. I had the settings wrong. My bad.
Cool.
So how's everything going with you today? Let me get rid of that sweet background.
Everything's good, Chuck. Everything's good so far. Crazy weather, but other than that, things are going smooth.
Chilling like a villain. Sweet. Sure. We're going to go through our panel here real quick. Let me introduce number 2, and this is in no specific order. I'm going to go with Mr. College Station himself, Mr. Shoop Dog. Joshua Shoop, welcome to Keeping It Real. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. Pretty well.
Sweet, sweet. How's everything going with you today, Shoop?
It's going amazing. Like I said, it's raining outside. We've been kind of down with the weather of the week, but that's been not keeping us down in here. We're still moving, still grooving, coming up with some great things for the future of Rio Blanco.
Say that again. Still moving and rooting? Is that what you said?
Moving and grooving.
Oh, moving and grooving. I'm with you, bro. Okay. And we're drinking our standard. We're trying to get a sponsorship for Keeping It Rio, man. Shoop. Trying to get a sponsorship, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll come back to Shoop here shortly. I'd like to introduce the branch manager next of Rio Blanco Roofing, Tyler. He is a fan, it appears, today of the Milwaukee Bucks. I hope that's a Michael Redd jersey. If it is, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Tyler, Texas, Eric Schugel.
Man.
Is that Michael Redd?
No, that was a really good guess, though.
I'm a Buckeye fan. I know Michael Redd. He's the only Milwaukee Buck I've ever known. So, oh, man, we got more guests here. We got more guests. I see someone that just popped up on the feed here that's going to be an extra special surprise. So, we got Shoop. We got Eric. We got Jeremy. What else could you want, guys? Like, I'm thinking we should have some special guests. You guys think we should have some special guests?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, last week, we had a special guest. I'm gonna save last week's special guest for a moment because we got a new special guest this week.
Who is it?
And last week, as you recall, we were visited from the produce aisle from Walmart by our great friend, Mr. Joseph Cozell. Today, it looks like we're going to be joined from, I believe this is the Copple Farm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 2 of Keeping It Rio. The one and only Mr. Clint Copple. Yeah, Clint, what's up? Welcome to Keeping It Real. How you doing?
Doing good, man. It's actually Clint Copple, and I've got my one-eyed Bucky here. My horse.
What's that horse's name? Chucky?
He's trying to get my corn dog.
Oh, yeah, of course. Horses are smart, man. That corn dog looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I got to get away from them. We'll go inside and hang out with a monkey. He don't take my food as much.
Yeah, he likes to take from the kids. That's true. I forgot about all this. We could have some really extra special entertainment here, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Copple Farm that has monkeys and horses and dogs, and it's quite entertaining. The monkey especially. I'd love to see Toot Toot make a appearance here on Keeping It Rio.
Look, he's about to jack my food. He's running over there.
Exactly. He's like, bro, of course I'm going to take yours. You're no better than the kids. Toot's going to jack your stuff. So that's cool. Let's continue on with our panel. I see one of our panel members has left the building already, but I think it would be fair to say that this next guest is going to be the cutest one that we're going to have today. Ladies and gentlemen, bring on JoJo and the lovely Sailor Cozell.
Cool.
Hi, Sailor. How are you today?
Uh-oh.
Oh, she got shy. Say hi.
Oh, you don't have to be shy. We love you. How are you today?
Hey, Sailor.
Full send.
That's right.
We can go find Iverson.
Yeah, you want to see Iverson? Look at it. Did you see her head pop up, Eric? You see how quick?
He's like, yeah. Iverson, you want to say hi to Sailor quick?
See?
Oh, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one quick way to get great ratings, and that is kids. Look, I'm going to bring Clint back on here. I don't know why he disappeared, but I can have multiple people on my stream here. We got this.
Talking about kids, I mean, Clint's on here. He can show the whole Brady Bunch.
We got kids, monkeys, dogs, horses, cats. What you want?
All of it.
Come on. I gave you a pig. You got a pig, JoJo?
That's right.
JoJo, tell us about your pig. What does your pig like to do in the swimming pool?
Poop in the pool. That's what she does.
That story. I figured everybody'd want to hear that on Keeping It Real.
Every time she gets in and poops in, I'm like, great, now we got to change the water again.
I'm glad to hear that you changed the water. That's good. That's good.
Now you got to swim in it. You made it swim in it.
Hey, I've swum in worse things than that, I suppose. Anyways, I see we got another guest. We have Iverson over there. How's Iverson doing today? Iverson, how are you doing, buddy? Can you see us?
Jack Iverson, you see him up there?
Iverson looks like he's in a bad mood, man. What's going on? What'd you do?
We got him over to the camera to see the monkeys, and there's no monkeys. So,
great job. Now he's mad.
Oh man. Well, Eric, you're gonna have to buy the young man a monkey then.
Iverson, you want to see the monkey?
Give me a minute.
Oh, he's going crazy.
Clint will come through. I promise.
Oh, there, see him right there.
Oh,
see him.
He's running.
Want a monkey, Iverson?
He's a running monkey today.
No. Good kid.
Who is it right there?
There you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that. I got my internet fixed at the office today, and apparently they made it worse. Great. That's great. I appreciate Suddenlink. I'm calling them out. Keeping It Rio. Suddenlink, you're killing my show. So, Clint, I don't know if he's got the connection with the monkey, but we'll go ahead and get started here. So let's start with my friend, Mr. Jeremy. We do our typical thing. Big win for the week for your office, San Antonio, and someone who has been a exemplary performer this past week. Mom?
Definitely with the performer. I definitely have to go with Brett. The guy is always doing, you know, above and beyond things. But the guy is just killing it. You know, he's always in different locations. And, you know, we couldn't ask for anything better. He comes here. And anything the guy's ever asked for him, he's there. So big shout out to Brett Newton. Man, we appreciate you. We love you. And the guy's out there doing some work right now. So he's out there killing it.
I love that. Brett was probably the big win of the week too, huh? Just having his presence in your office.
Oh, for sure. He, I believe he was in Tyler yesterday. He's here in San Antonio today. I think he'll be in College Station tomorrow. So. The guy's all over the place.
Dude's a world traveler, Brett Newton, world traveler. Look, I think Clint's got something going on with the horse and potentially a corn dog. Do you got this is Keeping It Real. I can't even tell that joke. Keeping It Real, after hours, I'd have a hilarious joke right now about a South Park episode. And I'll watch Shoot because he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to horse, eat a corn dog, man. I'm getting
yeah,
the
horses
here.
Like corn dogs.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Pony. He'll like that.
Yeah. I'll give him a corn dog.
What's that horse's name?
He's called Hercules, but we call him One-Eyed Bucky. He lost an eye. So he has one eye.
Much love to you, One-Eyed Bucky. One eye still knows that corn dogs are awesome. That's all that matters. Iverson, do you see the pony? What do you think about that?
You should ask your dad for a pony and two pigs.
And a monkey, buddy. I think your dad can do that.
Definitely afford a pony, for sure.
I got my wife in the background right now going, yeah, we want a pig.
No, go with the pony. Go with the pony.
I think you should get a pony and a pig. Possibly a monkey. I mean, I see nothing wrong with that. Look at that horse. That's awesome. Like, I'm totally sidetracked. That's like the shiny thing that's over off to the side now that's like completely hijacked our broadcast. So, we'll go back with Shoop.
I'll
Shoop
get up
dog.
And
you have your win of the week and person in your College Station office that has done amazing, and you cannot say Chuck. I know that that's the logical answer.
You took it right out of my mouth right there, Chuck.
I know. Actually, I know.
I'm going to go ahead and do my call out, my shout out. It's going to be for Mr. Abram, a.k.a. Larry. He's been doing amazing things over here, really been showing out some effort. He's, you know, made his own T-shirts, you know, started branding his, you know, self, you know, pushing a lot of stuff and doing, you know, some extraordinary things to make him, you know, shine. And, you know, he deserves a shout out right here for the week. We got a scheduled inspection tomorrow and a meeting with the property owner on a 55 square commercial project. That's one of our big wins right now for the week. And then we've also started some pretty good headway on the commercial here, you know, in general. So that's what we got going on over here at College Station.
Tremendous. I want to say real quick, I just figured out how to check the comments. This is week two of Keeping It Rio, but I want to give a shout out to some of the beastly folks. Chris Carpenter, K-Socialized Media, who gives us a woot. We got Leanne Koppel with Dun Dun Dun. Appreciate that. Chris, we got Cody, Hunter Green Reynolds, Josh Shoup's best friend and mine, Christian Taylor, all the way in San Antonio, and Melissa Money Mullins, Brianna Eubanks, and last but certainly not least is our great friend, Miss Tina Anders. And, oh no, my thing just got ruined because I was getting ready to call someone out, and that person has left the building again. Man, terrible. So, Eric, how you doing? You rooting for the Bucks? You rooting for the Bucks in this series? Are you neutral? What do you got?
I don't really care who wins. I kind of want the Suns to win, but I have every jersey, so I have to, you know, to show off.
Is that the dude with the crazy name jersey right there?
No, this is Terrell Brandon. He was a T-Wolf. That's why I have this jersey.
He's a former Cavalier too.
Good one.
So yes. There you go. So how's everything going in Tyler, Texas? How's the guys doing? How are you doing? What was your win? And what one person is doing awesome? And I'd like to also give a shout out to Stephen Hughes and Danielle Van Buskirk, who both gave us fire and yay Rio.
Yeah, saw that too. I liked it. Wins for the week. We have two jobs we're going to push for approval, hopefully by tomorrow. And I should be seeing another insurance paperwork on another one tomorrow. So I like that. Nice wins. And I'm going to call out Matt. He picked up an adjuster meeting. Kind of no one could get to it. He went to it. It was in Dallas. And he also is set up we're going to do group knocking on Saturday. So we're going to take a couple of the new guys, me, him, and Colin and Ashton are going to go out on Saturday for a few hours. And he set that up. So I'm proud of him kind of for, you know, taking initiative, saying we should go out and do that. And I said, let's do it.
Outstanding. You guys ready for a special surprise guest? I think Eric knows who it is. It's not a special surprise, but ladies and gentlemen, this is going to catch her completely off guard too, because she's like totally not paying attention. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Joy to the broadcast. Joy, what's up? Could you hear us? Could you hear us? Can you hear us? Oh, no. Joy, technical difficulties. Can you hear us? Oh, man. I was going to give you the shout out as the employee of the week, and you can't even hear it, Joy. This sucks. I can't even hear your speech to accept the award. Are you hitting the mute button or something? What's going on over there?
I think she can hear us. I just don't think we can hear her.
She has no microphone.
I unmuted Joy right there. Joy, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Breaker 19. Check 1-2. Oh, man. Well, look, Joy, I'll tell you what. You stay here for just a second because it's my turn to talk about the win for the week and the person that was awesome in the company. And that was going to be the segue into your appearance. But since you can't talk, I'm just going to sing your praises real quick. And you just, like, do this if you like it, okay? Give us the thumbs up. Do you guys think Joy can hear us? I don't think she can. Anyway, so this is Joy. She's our office manager. When We're not having technical difficulties. She's solving all the world's problems for us. And the big win of the week was just simply having Joy on our podcast. Unfortunately, it appears as though that might be the big loss of the week as well, because we kind of look a little foolish, but what are you going to do, right? So anyway, JoJo, why don't you tell us about Joy's big win of the week and shout someone out for Joy?
Joy's big win of the week is, I don't know, I'm going to, you know, her continual growth and improvement. She is knocking things out of the park for you guys, for Rio as a whole. She's really come on and learned the systems and implemented some things that I think help everybody to grow and to move forward together. So I think if I can notice that, I think all of you guys are noticing it. And so I think that's a big win for her. And shout out. I don't know who Joy would shout out. I'm gonna say Chuck, because
you're, that's the right answer.
You're the winner here. You're the face of Rio, and without you, she's not here. So I think you're the winner there.
So you're saying I'm a hero? Is that what I'm hearing?
You're the hero. That's right.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row that someone's given me that hero moniker, and I definitely appreciate that. So yeah. Hunter says Joy's probably the sweetest person on the planet. I don't disagree with that at all. I feel bad about the technical difficulties and she didn't see any of it, but
Joy does.
I see Clint over here still, but Clint keeps like leaving and coming back and he's frozen. So if I see a monkey or anything on there, I'm going to cut to it quick, but everything else is good. Yeah, I was going to talk about just how happy we were with Joy and all the stuff that she does for us. And hopefully she can watch on Facebook, because she probably won't believe that we're being so nice to her without seeing the actual proof. But we definitely appreciate Joy. She does so much for everybody at Rio. I don't know how we made it 2+ years without her. So thank you, Joy. And yeah, Chris is dogging on Clint's phone too, which I don't know. I don't know if Clint can hear us or not, but your phone's getting hated on right now.
It's an Android.
I see Clint. I think he hears us, but I can't hear him. Let's see. Let me bring Clint back on to see what he's got. What was that, my friend? Chris Carpenter is talking smack on your phone.
I was backstage, man. You kept me backstage. What's going on?
No, I would never kick you off the stage. You left the stage voluntarily, and I thought, what's going on?
That was AT&T. Let's get a shout out to AT&T for kicking me off.
AT&T and Suddenlink, you guys are awesome. You should partner up.
Yeah.
Might get a decent signal. So
no, don't partner up. Otherwise, we'll never have any signal.
This is true. This is true. So we did our shout outs. We did our wins of the week. I think something else that we want to kind of maybe try to implement is maybe like a learning type story or a lesson that someone might have been taught this week, like experiences or something. Does anybody have anything from any of your guys in your offices? Any like learning moments that we could share this week with everybody and maybe help someone that might run into an issue that we've already taken care of?
Well, I mean, I had the moment with Josh last week where we had that one-on-one time, and you know, I was telling him about the feeling of the process and not just, you know, looking at the numbers and just seeing, you know, people as numbers and stuff, but actually, you know, getting the feel, you know, filling out the customer and not just going in and being nervous about it. And well, what are they doing? Actually fill them out and, you know, utilize your knowledge that you're the professional and that you're, you know, keeping control of the process. So that way you can keep yourself, you know, ultimately together. Cause some of these younger guys, you know, they get kind of distracted and offset sometimes because they're not used to having to talk to people, you know, at first, but we get them through those works. A lot of practice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How about Jeremy, dude? What happened over there this week that Eric or Hector or even yourself learned from, or Brett or whoever else is in the office?
Yeah, for sure. I want to give another little quick shout out to Eric, because he had a flat roof that he did a while back, and I don't know if you guys saw his live video today, but he was on a flat roof today, and you know, he had a very, very bad experience on the first one that he did.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, he told me, he's like, man, I don't ever want to do a flat roof. I don't ever want to mess with it. gave him a day to think about it. And the next day, you know, I talked to him. He's like, you know what? I was wrong about saying that. I want to learn everything about the flat roofs and conquer that little area. And man, the guy wants to, you know, get it right. So he was on another flat roof today and he's working on a good estimate for that one. And he's not scared to fail and get back on and figure things out. So big shout out to him, man. He grew up a lot, you know, on that one job. So he tackled that adversity and he's moving forward. And I'm pretty proud about that, you know. So shout out to Eric.
And yeah. Eric has also got style. He tucks his jeans into his boots, unlike anybody. I want to apologize to the entire audience, though, real quick. It's 21 minutes in, and I totally forgot, like, the most important detail of this whole broadcast. You guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
Boom. Keeping it real, everybody. I need to have the graphics. So there it is. Eric, you got a bunch of guys over in your office that are less experienced. What kind of learning experience did you guys find this week over in Tyler?
Mine was really, like, with inexperienced guys. Mine was with communication. I had one of my guys not communicate with the homeowner when he told him a time he was going to come pick up the remaining material from a job and didn't. And the homeowner ended up calling me. So I just told him it's just those little things. Always communicate. Always set the expectation. And for them not to pick up the material and the homeowner to call me.
No bueno, my friend. I don't want to call anybody out, but who was it?
David.
All right. Well, David is definitely getting his mullet permed now as punishment for that. So tell David I'll be in Tyler sometime. Or actually, we'll be in Broken Bow next week, and we're going to bring the curlers, dude. David's getting a mullet perm and he's going to become the face of Rio Blanco Tyler because you won't be able to not look at him. So that's pretty cool. I want to tell about my learning experience this week, and it was really cool because we have some guys that came down from the corporate office, ASAP Roofing, when the hailstorm hit, and Shoop Dog just called out Larry, and I wanted to say the same exact thing. Like, this kid is amazing. Larry took me out to lunch today because he wanted to ask me some questions about his future and how to get where he wants to go and all that stuff. And I got to say, for being a 21-year-old kid, I've never seen anybody that actually listens and implements more than what he does. I had a day, 2 days ago, I got a video call at like 9 o'clock that someone's in the office and it was Larry and he's working. And I mean, like Shoop said, the kid, he went out, he bought a bunch of shirts. He got them all pressed with the logo for Rio Blanco. He's giving them out to his customers. He's doing the commercial deals. He's walking in and doing the jars. He's giving away water bottles. He's getting referrals from everybody. I mean, we went to an establishment for lunch the other day and he got a 5-star review from his waitress. I mean, that's a guy that's applying himself. He's listening. But the thing that was really cool was yesterday I sat down for about 45 minutes and I explained a process to help him generate more leads. And beside Hector Mendoza, I think Abram Larry is the only person that really actually listened and did it the way that I told him to do it. And I believe he's going to hit the jackpot because it's a proven theory. The people that listen and do it always seem to succeed. So I want to call out Larry. The learning experience was that there's a 21-year-old kid in my office that's probably more mature than I am, and I'm double his age. So like I always say, keep an eye on this dude because we have us a superstar, ladies and gentlemen. I see another awesome friend here. This is Mr. Full Sand. Oh, dude, here we go. Who do we have with us here, Mr. Joseph Cozell? Who is that? I don't even know that dog.
This is Princess Jasmine. She's
nice.
Of course, as her name would, you know, say, she's a princess, and she believes so. That's why she's sitting on the couch like this. And, you know, she's an old lady, but we love her.
Okay, she is a lady. That's cool. I wasn't going to guess just based on Princess Jasmine, but I'm glad you told us. That's good.
2021, you never know. You can never, you know, guess what anybody is. She might identify as a man for all I know.
I was going to say, you know, tell us the name of your cat right there. I don't know.
Is there a cat in here too?
No, that's your cat. That was the joke, JoJo. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, man.
I apologize, man. I bricked on that one. I was trying to keep it PG-13.
See, I thought you saw this creature.
No. I figured there was a cat, but I definitely didn't see that one. I do know that cat, man. That cat doesn't like me very well, so we're good. Good.
We were
just talking about learning experiences from this week, and everybody had a learning experience in their office, and I figure you, my friend, are the king of learning experiences and then telling us about them and helping us be better people. So what has been one major learning experience that you had this week that has impacted you in a positive way, and you can impart that wisdom upon us and make us better?
I mean, I don't know if it necessarily came this week, but I got back to it this week. Having a daily planner that you go through every week and every day and utilize to put your most important task on, your get done list, as you would call it, every morning. My last planner was a 6-month planner, and it ran out like a month in between. My last one ran out until I just got my new one in, and I just feel I can tell how much less productive I was the days that I didn't have it versus now that I have it. So I think for everybody, buying a $5, a $10 planner and actually going in every day and writing down your most important task and what you need to get done that day, and then being able to check them off as you get it done throughout the day is pretty helpful tip for anyone. It's simple to do. It doesn't cost, other than the cost of the planner, it doesn't cost much money to implement, and it can make you a lot more effective. And what I really like about the planner that I have, which you can do without any planner, is my specific one actually starts with 3 things you're grateful for. And just starting the day with some gratitude and realizing, you know, no matter what position you are, everybody has something to be grateful for. And I think it changes your mindset for the day. And she's excited about her snake changing colors. So,
actually, I am too. Did you guys see that snake on the news that was like rainbow colored?
I did not, but you know,
I felt good because I got a rainbow colored snake tattoo on my leg when I was 18. And now it's like actually a legitimate thing. It doesn't look so stupid anymore because there's actually a rainbow colored snake on this planet. So I felt good about that.
That's awesome.
Well, good. I don't have to answer who the hell's ever seen a blue snake before. There it is. So, yeah. That's pretty interesting stuff. So, Clint, you're the special guest here. This is your first appearance on Keeping It Rio. What's your week look like as far as, you know, learning experiences? I know you're a guy that talks to a ton of people, and you get to talk to some high-level people throughout the week. What's one thing out of the millions, I'm sure, that you picked up this week that you can give to the Keeping It Rio crowd here to motivate or educate or whatever, get us pumped up?
All right. So if I had to say something, man, I got kids that they're freaking out over here.
Do any of them want to be on Keeping It Rio?
Look, we love kids. This is the life of me, man. It's animals or children, so. I'm not going to apologize about it because that's life, and I think that's what we need to keep real is life. But to answer your question, I think life is too short. That would be honestly one of the biggest things I've learned this week. There's been quite a few things that have taken place that's happened. We had an incident with a close family member, and she's good. We had another incident with a member at Rio, and I'm trying to be respectful and not disclose too much information, but we spend so much time looking at what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish, but a lot of times we forget why we're doing it. And I think when you have these things hit you and remind you and say, hey, life is short, enjoy it, spend it with the people that matter, spend it with the people you care about, and build dreams, not just for you, but for other people. I think that'd probably be the biggest thing that I've learned this week, is just to remember to stay humble, maintain that at all cost, and continue to push forward and build things not just for yourself, but for other people.
That right there was the most brilliant thing I've heard all day. And I mean, I'll be honest, you're talking about me, Clint, as far as the issue. And what you just said is profound to me because it's been a pretty rough day. I'm dragging this probably on longer than I should because I don't really want to go home right now. But I want to thank every single human being that's ever going to watch this that's reached out to me today. I've had a shitty day, I'm not going to lie. But seeing all the people that have reached out and just asked about how things are and just shown support has been, I mean, I don't want to, you know, start having problems on camera live. I'm not afraid of that, but it means the world to me. A pretty big event happened today that's not something anybody ever likes, and it's part of what happens in life, so you have to go on with things and move forward. But I appreciate everybody at Rio Blanco, ASAP, and just all the people that are across our industry. I mean, people have reached out to me all day, and that means the world. I love you guys all so much, and you know, you're right, Clint. You don't know, man. You never know when you might say the last word to somebody and you may never get to talk to them again. So do that on a daily basis. I mean, that's one thing I'm very thankful for is that I did do that on a daily basis. So I've got that to kind of keep the peace, but I appreciate everybody. And, you know, y'all are outstanding. This is my family of choice and I couldn't have a better one. That's for dang sure. So thank you guys for that. It is 6:30. I know we were trying to kind of keep this between like 30 and 40 minutes or whatever. Is there any topic that anybody here wants to touch base on before we call it a day for Keeping It Rio episode 2? Anybody got anything? Eric, I see you over there. You got something going on. What do you want to talk about? Come on, man.
You got nothing. Two microphones. I just laughed at the 30 to 40 minutes.
Why is that? We were 39 minutes last week.
I know. Yeah, we're going to hopefully be under that today.
Under that? Nah, we probably won't now. I'm going to go for a record today. We're going to get at least 40. But it, so you, what is that above your head there? Oh, never mind. That's like a hat that's hanging on your door. All right, Eric. Good conversation, bud.
Yeah.
I believe. All right.
Way to make a guy feel important.
You didn't like that?
I'm going to shut the stream off mid-sentence on you.
Cut him. Send him to the
that was awesome. I appreciate that disrespect. I feel loved. Funny.
You don't like the joke?
No, I get it. It was funny. So anybody got anything else you'd like to close the episode? Jeremy, what you got? I see you're just itching to say something.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking about that cool tattoo you got on your leg. I wanted to see it. So
yeah, go look up the rainbow snake, and I can tell you.
Come on,
24 years ago, I got that sucker on my leg, dude. I'm a visionary. Come on, man.
Let's see it.
Let's see that rainbow snake.
All right, here we go. You guys ready? Awesome. I'm going to show you the rainbow snake because it's a real thing.
Can you make it dance?
I'm going to drop the old camera down here. Hang on. Here we go. The desk is going down. Got to get down here so you can see this.
Oh.
This is the shittiest tattoo ever created. I was 18 and I had been drinking. And this is what we ended up with. Oh, you can't even see it.
There it is.
Oh, there's
the rainbow.
That's legit.
No, it's not.
It looks like the cola.
That thing is completely illegitimate. I did show it. Joy, where were you at?
I'd like to give my shout out to the person of the week now. It goes to Chuck Allen for taking chances in life and getting a rainbow snake tattooed on you.
Yeah, I didn't even know what I was doing at the time, but it turned out to be one of the best decisions ever. Hunter Green Reynolds says that it rules, and I mean, that's all I'm looking for at this point is somebody to say it's cool. Thank you, Hunter. So, anybody else got any weird tattoos or anything to share to our audience here on Keeping It Rio? Any other embarrassing artwork or anything crazy like that?
I don't think no one's going to top the rainbow snake, man.
I'm going to say Shoop has that one, but you can't put that on camera.
No.
I've been
told, so. No. I told you not to talk about
Shoop. That. Shoop, come on, man. Let's see.
No, I can't, buddy.
Yeah, we're trying to keep our company reputation intact here. We would go down a completely different path at that point.
That's the season. That's the show finale.
We'd be on a completely different platform at that point.
Yeah. when we take Keeping It Rio to Spotify or whatever, and we're charging like $10 a month, that's when the real stuff's going to happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember, Keeping It Rio is going paywall someday. You're going to want to pay to see this. So, other than that, anybody got anything? Branson Ricks, what's up, Rio? What's up, Branson? How you doing? We'll have Branson on Keeping It Rio one of these days. Okay, before we go, I do see JoJo has some like sparkly. JoJo always ends with something cool. What you got there? Is this like a costume you're gonna wear? Or... Oh, that's that snake.
It's your rainbow snake, quite literally.
Nice.
You have it on your leg. I've got one on my lap here, so you know.
There you go, man. Again, thank God that this is a PG show, or else that could have gone a completely different route with the punchline. We're not going to do it, though. We'll wait until we're off the Rio pages. So if everybody's good, I appreciate all of you guys for being here. This is fun. I think we're going to continue to get better and better with it every week. Like, I forgot to put the cool graphic that I made up until halfway through. But this is a lot of fun. I appreciate the idea. I think the concept behind this is really cool. And I appreciate everybody for investing the time. Shoop for his sweet podcast mic that he's got set up over there. We're trying to be professional. So
hey. We
appreciate everybody. And we'll do this every Thursday at 6:00. So thank you to our esteemed panel, JoJo, Clint, Eric, Shoop Dog, Jeremy, and Joy, who was here. I don't know if Joy even knows that she was here, but she was, and we appreciate that. So thank you guys, and we will see you next week. And I told Cody Lofton I was going to say something about I keep on keeping it Rio. So there's our tagline. I keep on keeping it Rio. Cody Lofton with the shout out. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye.